We want to talk to you today about flow and how you can obtain more of it in your experience. Certainly, there are a lot of you who have connected in ways that you felt the flow of the universe coming through you effortlessly, oftentimes in sports or other types of competitive things, that you have experienced the effortlessness that can come, that you can actually perform at a very high level and feel as though you yourself are not exhibiting a whole lot of effort in that experience. What we want you to understand is that you, in your I Am presence, in your divinity, are already possessing Kundalini energy. It is what's keeping you alive. So basically, every one of your energy centers is receiving a divine flow or something coming to it in the form of energy that's creating in your experience. The amount of energy that you can obtain in each one of your energy centers is largely dependent on the emotional entrapments or the way that you have experienced this life, your past lives, and the parts of the lineage that you are connecting with, you see. So what we do is we offer 90-minute clearing and activation sessions on our website to those that are interested in detailing and opening up those energetic centers in their field that perhaps in certain areas of their life they are not experiencing full satisfaction. We're here to tell you that if all of your energy centers were open and functioning at a high level, you would be experiencing life in full satisfaction. Therefore, if there are some areas of your life that you are not fully satisfied in, you can surmise that you are holding something, whether it is yours or someone else's from your lineage, that is clogging up the flow of the divine entering into that center. Another service that we offer on our website are group activations. They are very similar to the 90-minute sessions that we do with clients individually, but they provide an opportunity in a small group for regular attention to each one that is attending, and we go through the same process that we would do in an individualistic manner as a group. This makes it more affordable, but yet adds the advantage of a group effort in the intention of the rise. Once a human is able to understand this technique or way of releasing energy that is entrapped in the centers, they can allow the full flow of the divine to enter and very quickly start to see major changes in their life in the level of satisfaction that they are experiencing. You are creating whether you are suffering or in joy. Just so that you know, when you are creating and suffering and you continue to create that way, the resistance that you will feel will become greater and greater within you because the divine part of you is expanding in positivity and you are holding yourself in a point or place of negativity. It doesn't mean that you're not creating. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It means that you are creating a distance between what you have become and what you are presently holding. When a human starts to recognize that they can actually let go of the negativity and follow the preference, what is preferred by what I am feeling that is not preferred, they move into mastery or alignment with themselves. And this is where the true flow comes to, or the connection of the divine comes to. You don't need to be better than you are. You don't need to stop certain things that you are doing. You just need to love yourself in everything that you are feeling and surrender to your life experience as you are feeling it, and therefore create the opening to love and become a match to it. And the divine flows right through you, to you, through those energy centers. So here we have the Kundalini energy vibrating or passing through each one of the energy centers based upon what are you holding? What are you yourself allowing into the vessel that is you? Once you recognize the power that you have in releasing what it is that you are holding, you can now move into mastery, allow the full flow through that center, where that effortless flow of experiences that have already been created by everything that you have felt can enter into your experience. Nothing is more satisfying than becoming a master or the creator of your own human experience. No longer are you victimized. No longer are you justifying things that are occurring in your experience as though they are someone else's fault. You come into the full understanding and recognition of who you are, what you are, and how you create in your experience. Why are we so adamant about this process? We are moving into a quickening or an expansion of consciousness where the rate of vibration is starting to rise on the planet. With that rise, what comes with that is very quick manifestation. Whatever you are holding within yourself is what is going to materialize on the plane very quickly. It's so important that you recognize negativity in where you are holding on to it, because during this quickening period of time, you could get an acceleration of negative experiences that perhaps are not going to be to your liking. As you recognize how you create and start to release these energetic patterns or ways of being from your life, you will get the natural flow of the very good experiences that have already been created that are waiting to enter you, that you have actually prevented in your suffering. We hope that you check out our website and that you understand that this is a critical period in the evolution of your soul and of the planet, and that during this time of quickening, it is ever more important that you open yourself to love and connect to the fifth dimensional way of creating, rather than staying in the third dimensional paradigm where suffering and misery is a great part of. Good day.